Okay, let's have a little pre-burn meeting here. Make sure everybody's up to speed. The patch of prairie grass that we're going to burn is this 10 acres right here.
That's Jim Grace, our burn boss for today. He's also my dad. He's explaining our strategy for burning the field of dry, waist-high prairie grass behind us.
Anybody got any matches?
Right here.
It might seem strange to be setting a field on fire, but fire is just another tool that farmers can use to improve their land. A burn removes plants that have already appeared, such as weeds, and clears the way for plants that are about to start growing, like grasses and forage for livestock.
Well, we have a northwest wind blowing 10 to 15. Relative humidity currently is 60%.
You need Goldilocks conditions for a burn. Things like wind, humidity, and plant growth all have to be just right. There may only be a few hours out of the whole year that this field is ready to burn. So when the time comes to light the fire, we're holding our breath.
Start over here and see if this is going to burn. Go ahead.
Most of our work got done before any matches were lit. We've already built fire lines around the edge of the field by mowing the grass short and wetting it down. We've also warned the neighbors so we don't get any surprise visits from the fire department. We use a lot less equipment than firefighters do. We're all carrying flappers, which are basically rake handles with mud flaps on the end. They're used to put out small flames. We spread the flames by using a drip torch, which drips a mixture of diesel fuel and gasoline.
So you just, when you tip it down, fuel comes out.
Uh-huh.
When you raise it up, it stops letting fuel out. So tip it down and let it ignite on a flame there, and then just walk along and drip the fuel out.
The main way we control our flames is by fighting fire with fire. We start by carefully burning up the fuel around the edges of the field. That leaves a blackened, unburnable strip called a fire line. Once our fire lines are finished, we can let the fire inside get pretty big. Good fire lines are important because burns don't always go according to plan.
We're getting a little bit of a wind shift to northeast, which is going to be troubling over here.
As the wind changes directions, the flames that had been small and slow moving become big, hot, and fast.
It's moist, should hold it. If we get a wind shift and that thing begins to flame up real big, get out of there.
The flames coming our way are already higher than our heads. As they get closer, we can feel the heat on our faces like a bad sunburn. Clouds of thick smoke are rising up over the farm. But our fire lines are good, and when the fire reaches them, it has nothing left to burn. My mom and I watch from a distance as the flames burn out.
You know, you start this fire like we first started,
uh-huh.
And it's, you know, you think, oh, this isn't so bad, it's under control, and then that kind of thing happens, and it's sort of like, oh boy, you realize the power and the danger, you know?
Barely an hour after we struck our first match, the 10-acre field is blackened and smoking.
Good job, guys.
Well, are we finished?
Yeah, pretty much. Stay and watch in a while.
In a few weeks, the ash will be hidden by vivid green grass shoots, greener and lusher than they ever would have been without a few minutes of fire. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob Grace.